It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. Venus and Jupiter will be low in our horizon to the west, with Venus setting around about 10 p.m. and Jupiter following it around about 10:30 p.m. Saturn will still be visible throughout the night until it sets at around about 4 a.m. Now, our moon will be a mere thin crescent in our early evening sky and will set just after sunset. Now, this is great news for stargazers, as it means we will be treated to wonderful dark skies and perhaps even a view of the center of the galaxy.
Now, there's this thing that we have talked about a few times. I'm thinking on Stargazer, and I understand that you have a little bit more about it, and that is the mysterious bright spots that have been noticed on Sirius.
Yeah, that's right. We are revisiting the Dawn spacecraft on its historic mission to explore that mysterious dwarf planet in the asteroid belt, Ceres.
Since we've been talking about these mysterious spots, what have we learned about them?
Well, these white spots have been creating quite a buzz recently, mostly because there is no other feature on the surface of Ceres that looks quite like them. They're situated inside an impact crater. They are bright. Now, this indicates they must be made of something reflective. We have a substance that reflects a lot of sunlight here on our own planet. Of course, we know it as ice.
So if that's the case then, Christopher, how come we haven't seen a similar sort of phenomenon either there on Ceres or in other explorations that we've done?
Well, that's an excellent question. And let's look at the evidence. So far, we have an impact crater, a big one. In fact, the crater is 55 miles across. That means it's also going to be deep. Perhaps a large comet or asteroid smashed into the surface of Ceres with such force that it cracked the crust. What happened next is possibly the really interesting part. Imagine there was an ocean under the surface. Imagine that impact was so strong that water from the ocean gushed up onto the surface and froze solid.
So there is no way, Christopher, from as close as we've gotten to take a look at this thing so far, that it could be any sort of development of any kind, meaning that it was an actual structure or something.
If it is, Dave, I'll eat my furry mountain hat.
Is that fairy mountain or furry mountain?
That's furry.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.